Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope your week has gone well so far. And today in the devotional content, we are in Acts chapter 2, looking at verses 40 through 47. Of course, you can see that on the LifePoint Ohio app. And we're talking about this value, core value we have as a church the authentic community value. And we talked about that this past Sunday within the context of the Broken Mirrors series. But this core value should be familiar with us as a teaching team. We talked through this on New Year's Eve. And I love just that emphasis of gathering large and gathering small. In Acts chapter 2, after the Holy Spirit has descended upon, filled, and empowered these early believers, they go out, they share the gospel in these different languages, and people are in Jerusalem from all over the region, people who have different languages, different backgrounds. They're hearing the gospel in their native languages, and it says 3,000 souls repented, received Jesus, and were baptized, and increasingly then, more and more were added to their number. And then what we see is, and I'm just paraphrasing here, is that they have this regular rhythm of gathering large and gathering small. And again, we talked through this on New Year's Eve, what that really looks like and how as a church, we want to consistently have the rhythm of gathering large, where we sit under biblical teaching, we worship together both in through the form of music and through the study of God's word. Both of those are worship, just to be clear. And then we go out into our lives and we gather small in the context of life group, and like the early church, we break bread with one another, we walk alongside one another as we chase after Christ. And so just such an important value of what it really looks like to live in community and to be a part of a gospel-centered community chasing after Jesus. You know, this past Sunday, looking at the Hebrews text, Hebrews 11, and understanding some of the core value of authentic community there. It says in verse 23 of Hebrews 11, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict." You know, and I was reading that this week and then looking at Exodus chapter 2, where it really details that story, I was frankly thrown off by this phrasing. It says that because they saw that the child was beautiful, and then they weren't afraid, and they chose not to, you know, throw him in the Nile. That's almost how it reads. And of course, that's not what it means. But when I was first reading this, I was like, whoa, what if he was ugly? Let's be honest. Babies, when they're born, you know what? They're like little aliens covered in goo. And they're not always the most beautiful creatures. And so they are made in God's image. But again, just the way that this initially was reading, I was just thrown off. And I think it's a good practice. Anytime you're reading the scriptures and you find something, you're like, huh, that just reads a little bit weird. Something that I always need to remind myself of is that the Bible is right and I am wrong. And so I need to understand, okay, what is really being said here? And so the way that I did that is I went in, there's a resource called Bible Hub. You could go to Blue Letter Bible as well. You can get a Greek or a Hebrew Bible and look up some of the original language. And what we see is that in some translations, it uses the word beautiful to describe Moses. In other translation, it uses fine or pleasing. But the word there in the original language is the same word that God used when he created all things, and he looks at his creation and he says it is good. For example, he says, "Let there be light," and he sees that it is good. He goes through this process over and over again, and then he looks back and he says it is very good. So that word good is the same used here to describe Moses' parents' reaction to his birth. They see it is good according to God. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. That's why when we go to and talk with pregnancy resource centers, they say one of the most important things is to try and get an ultrasound for these young women, because when they see this little creation of God before it's born, they see ultimately that it's good. They see the beauty in it, even if it just looks like a little sea turtle in there, right? They just see the beauty and the goodness of this little baby that's been knit together by God, and it's stunning. And so how do you then relate that to authentic community? Well, I was thinking about that, and I was trying to really emphasize, okay, what is the author of Hebrews What's he really trying to share and to show the Hebrew people as he is in the dispersion? These people have been cast out of their homeland. They've been persecuted, all sorts of different things. And I think what he's trying to say is like, hey, remember Moses' parents. They saw the goodness. They saw the beauty of life. And they recognized the wonder and the beauty of life. And that allowed them to have the faith to not obey Pharaoh's command, but to obey God and to live in a desperate faith to say, no, we're not doing this evil thing. We see the beauty of God's creation. We're going to respond to that. And that would have been an encouragement for the Hebrews, as they would have had commands likely that said, hey, you can't meet, or they would have had different things that they were under persecution. And this encouragement to say, hey, what is this beautiful thing God has created? And how can you display and exemplify faith more than fear of these commands? And so then I think about, okay, what about for us? You know, I think sometimes when it relates to authentic community, sometimes the thing that gets in our way is we have fear. And because we don't always see the ultimate beauty of what it looks like, the goodness, if you will, to walk alongside brothers and sisters in Christ, and we undervalue it, and therefore we reject it and say, well, jumping into a life group, that seems awkward. It seems weird. We think, I don't want people to know my stuff, you know, so I'm sort of messy. Here's the reality. Everybody's messy. Everybody's broken. Everybody has issues. And God says community is good. It is needed. It is beautiful for us. And so what we need to do is to ask God to allow us to value community, to value togetherness like he does. And would that move us to have faith to say, no, I'm going to move past the fear, whether that's an external fear of being concerned what people are going to think of you, or an internal fear that you might think, if I really share my life, then what if they reject me? And that would hurt. I want you to have faith that, you know what, it is good that others know you and that you know others in a gospel-centric community. And would we really ask God, Lord, help us to step into that so that we can see your beauty, we can see how you knit us together as the people of God. And so a couple of practical steps. I know I spent most of our time not talking about Acts 2, but really about Hebrews and Exodus, but just consider your life. How devoted are you to connecting with others in the body of Christ? And are you willing to be generous with your home, time, your financial resources? What changes might you need to make to invest more fully in your spiritual community? And I love what the devotional content says. It says, authentic community urges us to become open, listen well, and have humility, and be willing to be vulnerable about our sins, needs, and ourselves. And so just thinking, when was the last time you authentically shared your struggles with another believer who can pray for you, who can encourage you, who can hold you accountable? And again, I think to have the courage and have the faith to do that, we really need to see the beauty in it. And so I want to go to prayer and I'm going to kick us off in prayer. I do want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. I'm going to pray first, and I'm going to give you some time to pray as well. Father, thank you for your word. Would you allow us to see the goodness, the beauty of being in community with one another? Would we look at the different commands in your word about that? Would we be convicted about that, and would we respond in faith and in obedience? Lord, would you help us understand and experience what it is to really know others and to have them know us in a right, biblical, gospel-centered way? Father, send your Spirit to do that in us. Lead us for your glory, for our good. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.